Did you know that before vaccines were invented, we didn't even have the word allergy? Before we started injecting foreign material into our bodies, there wasn't a word for anaphylaxis. Isn't that interesting? How did these words enter into our vocabulary? Allergy is described as a condition in which the immune system reacts abnormally to a foreign substance. You could say, actually, no, the immune system's reacting completely normally to a foreign substance. And anaphylaxis describes a very severe allergic reaction to something, life-threatening. In the hierarchy of suffering on the vaccine injury tree, people tend to place allergies at the bottom. Have you noticed that? My child was injured by vaccines, you might say. What happened? They ask with concern. They have a peanut allergy, you reply. Oh, they'll say with relief, as if you dodged a serious problem. The reality is there are very few vaccine injuries that threaten to kill your child multiple times every day of their life. Want to send your child to a birthday party? Could be life-threatening. Going to a family Thanksgiving meal out of town? Might be life-threatening. Every day, every few hours, parents of children with severe food allergies face these decisions. It's exhausting to know a single slip-up could end up with the death of your child. I'm not going to categorize or try to codify the suffering of vaccine injury, but let me just say this. Food allergies, and specifically the peanut allergy, is a horrible, terrible thing. No child, no parent should have to deal with this problem. There's not a military prison on earth that could create this kind of long-term psychological trauma. And yet these parents, these children thrive. They deal, they cope, and they thrive. I speak a lot about autism families and other autoimmune disorders, but I have a soft spot in my heart for these unsung heroes. Before doctors invented words for allergy or anaphylaxis, the only similar thing they might could talk about was insect stings. They could sometimes cause a very severe reaction, much more severe than seemed normal. And not coincidentally, insect bites and stings involved an injection of a foreign material into your bloodstream, where your body would create antibodies to it. The next time your immune system encountered that invader, boom, a massive reaction to attack it, severe enough to kill you. Now, thankfully, our immune system is designed so well that it requires a very rare situation to cause this type of response. Our gut is very, very good at keeping everything out of our bloodstream that shouldn't be there. This is an incredible feature of our body. So humans had come along through thousands of years of documented history with apparently nothing resembling allergy. When did it first pop up? The smallpox vaccine. Some children would respond extremely violently to the vaccine. Rashes, like eczema, could appear locally, sometimes all over their body, sometimes resulting in death. This was probably one of the nastiest side effects of the smallpox vaccine, and one of the large reasons it was discontinued in the 1970s, not because smallpox was eradicated, by the way. No one really knew why this was happening, but another shot came along, and scientists began to figure it out. It was the diphtheria antitoxin shot. What is now the D in the DTaP and Tdap shots, now a vaccine, because it wasn't really a vaccine back then, it was something different. They would inject a horse with increasing doses of the diphtheria toxin until it had developed a lot of antibodies in its blood. They would bleed the horse, filter out the red blood cells, and take the remaining liquid, optimistically referred to as serum, and inject it into children in hopes of protecting them from diphtheria. There's a problem here, if you can't see it already. The horse blood contained a million other things in it, things which were never supposed to end up in the blood of children. The first response to having this diphtheria antitoxin, or horse blood serum, injected into a child's body could sometimes create a mild response. But the second one, boom, a massive, life-threatening reaction. It was very concerning. They didn't know it at the time, but the first injection had resulted in minor side effects as the immune system created antibodies to the foreign material. But on the second injection, it was a violent response that was very scary. During the research of this phenomenon, French and German scientists coined two new terms to describe what was going on: allergy and anaphylaxis. Doctors even coined their own slang term for it, serum sickness. And it wasn't one in a million. For the diphtheria antitoxin, it was over 40%, according to public health officials at the time. If you ever wonder if there were always food allergies everywhere, you don't have to wonder. They used to not exist. Any allergy, actually, as far as I can tell, besides maybe insect bites. You only have to go pick up a history book to understand the true story. It was vaccines. Besides autism, autoimmune disorders, and a couple of other things, vaccines invented allergies and anaphylaxis. And that is my incredible opinion.